It's amazing to see people who think they have conquered God, by Krishna's mercy.
Quote, when Shalva thought that Krishna had been bewildered by his mystic representations, he became encouraged and began to attack the Lord with greater strength and energy by showering volumes of arrows upon him. But the enthusiasm of Shalva can be compared to the speedy march of flies into a fire. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 2, Chapter 22.
I am amazed at people sometimes. I am speaking particularly of those who are inimical towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We don't have to focus on a particular region, area of the world, or even period of time. Such antagonism has been present since the beginning of time. The person in ignorance thinks they can rise to the top in terms of beauty, wealth, strength, fame, wisdom, or renunciation. Naturally, there is competition. The simple solution is to win at a competition. Defeat others. Suppress the opposition. In terms of the long-term struggle, the greatest competition is from the polar opposite side. Sanskrit texts describe this as asuras against suras, those who are atheistic in nature versus those who are godly. The terms might not align completely. Atheist might mean something entirely different than what one might expect. The idea is that someone will try to stop the worship of God or an almighty being. Such a person feels threatened. They view the godly side as competition. With a few victories involving brute force, they think they have won. Through imposition of control over media outlets, using fear and intimidation, they think they can prove that God doesn't exist. You see, the devoted are wasting their time. They worship these imaginary figures. They follow false prophets and submit before false gods. Their time of influence is dwindling. I find this laughable, particularly because there has been nothing done to explain the origin. If you are so great, why did you have to wear diapers as a baby? If you are so powerful, where were you 100 years ago? You didn't exist yet. How, then, did you magically come to be? Just because you have stopped religious activity now doesn't mean you have prevented death. Will you live forever? What will happen to your authority once you are gone? Do you not ponder these issues? If not, are you not the most foolish person in the world?
From Vedic literature, we see that the ways don't change even when faced with direct evidence. They feel they can outsmart God when he is right in front of them. They are buoyed by the same temporary victories, mistaking a moment or two for eternity. This is evident in the dealings between Shalva and Sri Krishna. The demon casts a spell, feels as if Krishna has been sufficiently bewildered, and then thinks there will be complete victory. The comparison is to flies rushing towards a fire. In the preceding moments, there is great enthusiasm. The flies might think they are onto something. The path is free and clear. No one will get in their way. Yet the fire is fire. It will work the same no matter the mindset of the flies. The fire cares not for past victories or praise from an adoring public. In the same way, Shalva was destined for the fate of total destruction. Sri Krishna cannot be overcome. He is Ajita. He never falls down, so he is Akiyuta. The enemy assumes they have made progress. They count their gains as permanent credits in their bank account of glory. They mistakenly assume the holding institution will remain fully functional and operational into the distant future. The wise person questions both past and present. In the advanced stage of worship, their allegiance to Krishna is due entirely to intelligence. They understand the temporary nature of this world, how gain and loss are ultimately the same. They worship out of love and affection for the person who has provided everything. He is the one who will continue to provide and protect, for whoever is surrendered to him. In closing, Shalva mounting attack, thinking God turning back, with temporary victory to see. Considered superior is he, but like flies rushing to fire, eternal time to transpire, such that destroyed all the same. Like in dream that triumph came.